Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for a radio audience here in Mississippi, WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad you all could be with us. Also, those tuning in through online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could join us as well. Well, I think all of us, as we try to go through our lives, we try to lead with our heart. And that is definitely true for those who are in the medical professions who are not only taking care of numbers, but also people's lives. We're excited to welcome to our program today for the first time, Dr. Mark Vonnegut. We're going to talk to him not only about his new book, The Heart of Caring, that's available for pre-order now, but also what it's been like for him to look at, as the subtitle of the book says, The Heart of Caring, A Life in Pediatrics. We'll talk to him about what it's been like for him to take care of the young people he's been able to meet, what that's been like for him to be able to see the advancements in the medical profession over the years, but also what he wants all of us to know about taking care of one another. Dr. Vonnegut, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
This is a really interesting look at not only your career, your profession, but also, I think, the life that you've been able to touch and also your own life as well. I'm curious, what has it been like for you, Dr. Vonnegut, to be able to reflect on your journey and all you've been able to see and experience?
It's been truly wonderful. I have had the good luck to have been with families in the same community for 40 years, and I am taking care of children of children, and it's been a great joy and pleasure. What I worry about is I don't think patients, communities, families, and doctors are going to have the same kind of choices I've had, and I think that's very sad. I think doctors used to be a lot more of an asset than they've become now.
Well, and you're very personable, Dr. Vonnegut, in the book, even about your own life and your own experiences. And I thought, for myself, to be able to read a doctor's words and to be able to see how they've been able to be impacted. A lot of times we don't think about that, right? Is that one of the things you hope comes across in The Heart of Caring? That because, unfortunately, your profession does not always get the consideration and admiration that it deserves. Is it part of your hope that people will see the human side of the work you do?
Absolutely, and I think a lot of what's getting lost is a lot of the caring and the humanity, and I think that's a lot of what we're seeing in terms of burnout, is that doctors want to be of service to patients, but because of some of the economic forces, they're not able to.
You, again, are able to share parts of your own life in the book as well. In the chapter, Death of an Icon, you talk about, of course, not only the what it's like to deal with patients, but also you share a great bit in that chapter, Dr. Vonnegut, about your own father. Talk to us about that. What was it like for you to be able to reflect on that experience, but also, what is the situation that happens sometimes with patients?
It was interesting to see how adversely his fame impacted his care. And they kept calling him a cultural icon, and it just seemed to me, this is my father. And yes. It seemed to me you should follow his wishes, his living will. I'm his medical proxy, and it was just they kept saying, but he's a cultural icon. And they put him in the presidential suite, and it just seemed odd to me. I kept wanting him to be awake so that he could appreciate the ironies involved.
And I think that is one of the things for sure. You talk about, and you've done this before in your other work, about mental illness in the book. I think a lot of times, again, there are so many layers. When we think about the medical profession, it's so easy for us to kind of link everything together. I mentioned the subtitle of your book is A Life in Pediatrics. What is it that led you to want to work with children, Dr. Vonnegut?
It was the nice thing about medical school is you get to try. You spend a month being a plastic surgeon. You spend a month being an orthopedist, a month OBGYN. You get to deliver babies, and you get to see what you really like. And I really loved kids and their resilience and their wish to be connected, and I liked being around pediatricians more than any other doctors. So that's basically how I made it. Yeah.
Yeah. And in that, though, and again, this is where it gets interesting in hearing you as a doctor, so in a part of the medical profession, talk about it. You don't hold back in talking about the challenges and what may be wrong. In the chapter, The Plan, in the book, The Heart of Caring, you talk about how even with the best of intentions, right, there are times when the profession gets it wrong. You talk about, of course, the challenges when it comes to HMOs and how things work. You know, I think so much gets lost, and we see this sometimes even play out in the news, right, where these more high-profile stories are able to come to our attention, where there seems to be this wrestling that forgets the humans involved. Talk to us about the decision to kind of go into that and what you've been able to see over the past four decades in particular about the wranglings that can sometimes happen when it comes to people's lives.
I think that letting insurance companies operate on a for-profit basis would have worked if they were competing in terms of efficiency and overhead and patient satisfaction. But what the real competition became, and you can see in that chapter, is doing too much for the well-insured and too little for the underinsured. And that's how you, in fact, make a great profit, but it's also how you, create more illness, more poverty, more debt. It's a lost opportunity. And what I've seen a lot in the last 40 years with some of the new drugs, with electronic medical records, I've seen a lot of lost opportunities which could have been for the good of patients and the good of doctors and nurses and communities, but instead became ways to make money. And I think these things, what I try to get across is the great joy I've had and the choices I can make taking care of patients. And I don't think that's going to be available in the future because of the conflict between the mission of medicine and the money of medicine.
Yeah. I brought up that chapter for another reason, Dr. Vonnegut, and I'm only talking about this a little bit because I think it goes to what I hope our audience understands about individuals like yourself. A lot of times, unfortunately, and I know you've heard this before, I've heard it over the years I've done this program, that people do see the medical profession and they group kind of everything together as an us against them. But you talk about in that chapter, and I want to actually read this, because when you ran into situations where there were issues, you really showed, again, the heart of caring in this way. For those who have the hardcover of the book, when you all get your copy, I want you guys to mark down page 62. There Dr. Vonnegut writes this: even though the plan was not very old at that point, there were already quite a few families with children with serious medical problems who felt they had to advocate for their children to get what they needed. These families assumed that we would side with the plan and were pleasantly surprised when we agreed with them that their children needed X, Y, or Z. And that's where you really show, and there's other examples of this in the book, about where your heart really was in the work you were doing. What was that like for you to see how people be able to see the heart of caring in the way you treated them as well as advocated for them?
I think that's the beauty of medical care is the connection you can make with patients, as well as bringing the science and technical stuff to bear. Myself and the other residents were very proud when we got fired by the plan, because their complaint was we brought in too many people, patients, to make sure they were okay. And that didn't fit with their business plan.
Wow. Well, again, we're able to see a whole lot here. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Dr. Mark Vonnegut to our program today. Dr. Vonnegut is the author of the new release that's coming out this year, The Heart of Caring. For those who are joining us online, we've made it very easy for you all to go ahead and to pre-order the book. You'll notice the link for Amazon is actually with the notes of this conversation. For those joining us on the radio side, you'll find the link actually on our Facebook page as well. The subtitle of the book is A Life in Pediatrics. I mentioned the amount of time that you've been able to work with patients, Dr. Vonnegut. What has that been like for you to see, as you mentioned, the advancements that have taken place? I mean, that's been one of the extraordinary things that I think has happened in all of our lives, but especially the medical profession. What has that been like for you to witness?
It's been great in terms of what we can offer patients in terms of care. We learned how to cure leukemia and other forms of cancer in the 1950s. We've been able to really make improvements on that. But on the other side is the struggle to get patients the care they need, with prior authorizations, a lot of things that do no good whatsoever. But once you've made a diagnosis, then the other part of the work, and I have nurses whose full time is to try to get patients what they need. I have to write prior authorizations to get people who are, kids who are paralyzed, wheelchairs. I had to write a letter for several years that said, Maggie still has no left legs. We have to allow her to get another prosthesis. But the insurance companies made us go through that ridiculousness, and that in my view, I think there's unnecessary medical care, but there's also an awful lot of unnecessary administrative details that we could easily go get rid of and not lose any quality of care.
And I think the quality of care is the thing that people are seeing the most. I mean, I think the other thing to talk about here, let's want to get briefly, is that the extraordinary times that we're living in now, where even children are impacted, there have been so many things that you've been able to see that children have had to deal with. What has the past couple of years been like for you to be able to see how children have been impacted by this pandemic?
Partly, you know, I like taking care of kids. I am. It's tragic how much depression, anxiety is around. And I think the medical system was in trouble before the pandemic, but the pandemic has put horrible strains on it. And what on the one hand, I like dealing with kids and helping them with behavioral and mental health issues. On the other hand, it's like a six-month wait to see a psychiatrist and so forth. So it's hard to get these kids the same kind of services and the medications you know they need. So on the one hand, I love telling a child that maybe we could treat your depression by giving you a puppy, and seeing the child light up and then going through a negotiation with the parents. But on the other hand, I know sometimes I feel quite inadequate and that I can't get a psychiatrist for another 6 or 9 months for a seriously ill child, maybe one who wants to kill themselves.
I think that's it. And I think a lot of times we don't think about the psychological impact of how the world is definitely, I think, impacting especially the young people, but also all of us and what can be done What is it that keeps you hopeful at this point? I mean, what is it that keeps you wanting to be able to do the work you've devoted yourself to?
The patients and how wonderful they are, and that's really it, the patients and the parents, and getting people to grow, watching these terrified new parents with a baby, you know, trying to hand it to me, the baby to hand, you know, and watching that person become a really confident mother over time. I have people who have said, am I the worst mother in the world? And I said, nope, we have a list of those, and you're not on it. And but watching that woman who now has 5 or 6 kids is tough as nails and a wonderful mother.
I'm so glad, Dr. Vonnegut, that you have shared these stories, because, again, I think a lot of times it's so easy for us to just think about numbers, to think about professions. Mm-hmm. We don't even think about the people, especially the people who are offering the care and the impact that lives are having on them. And I think that's the big mm-hmm. thing that I took away as a reader of this book, which is why I'm so glad now others can do the same thing. Again, everyone, Dr. Mark Vonnegut has been our guest. The book is The Heart of Caring, A Life in Pediatrics. It's available now for pre-order through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite place to buy your books. So make sure you guys do click the link that you'll notice with the notes of this conversation online or through our Facebook page for the radio station to be able to pre-order it for yourself. And Dr. Vonnegut, what about yourself? How can our audience stay connected with you?
I actually have a website now, and my children have helped me put it together, and I, you know, I love to answer letters, and I hope I get a lot of them, and I'll do my best to keep up.
All right. Well, congratulations to you again on the new book. Really appreciate the time, and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
One more thing. Thing of joy. It got me out of a traffic ticket because I got pulled over, and I was apologizing because I drive too fast sometimes. And the cop looked and said, "Oh, you are my pediatrician. Go on."
I love it.
There's a benefit.
Yay. There you go. We will take all the joy we can. Again, everyone, Dr. Mark Vonnegut has been our guest. Make sure you guys do pre-order the new book, The Heart of Caring, again, available through our friends at Amazon.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now, let's go make today amazing.